Hey everybody, now it's time for a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? Our next movie is a long-lost bad movie classic, starring Pamela Anderson Lee, a little film called Barb Wire. Now, at this point in the mini episode, I throw to a trailer. I can't, because the trailers for this movie have no dialogue, which is not surprising because the movie barely has dialogue. Or actually, I should say, when Pamela Anderson speaks it, it is not the most compelling. I wouldn't see a trailer for this movie and go, oh, I need to run out to the theater and see it. So what they rely on in the trailer is Tommy Lee's Here Comes the Boom, that's the soundtrack, and Pamela Anderson either doing karate, showing off her boobs, or looking badass, which she does in spades. The movie is on Netflix, so you can watch it for free. Don't cost nothing. Just get on that Netflix train. It's like 89 minutes, which is great. And so instead of playing the trailer, I have an idea. What I want to do is just play a scene for you so you can get a taste of what's in store for you. The opening of the movie, the first kind of minute of the movie, is just Pam Anderson stripping, but not taking her clothes off. That's an issue we're going to get into on the show. We'll get into that. I don't want to talk about it right now. But she's stripping, but not really. And she's in a monsoon of water, because I guess this is a wet strip club, because those exist in the future. And she comes back after having a pretty exciting dance. And you think, like, this is where we're going to get to learn about barbed wire. And she's going to say some really, you know, cool catchphrases. But this is what you get instead. Take a listen.
How's the crowd, honey? Wet.
Quel rapprochement spéculaire? Je vous vois.
Come again. She's Chinese.
Okay. Two things in there that I am concerned about. Number one being, she's Chinese? She's French. Right? Is that a joke? I don't think so, because there's no other jokes in the movie. And then the second one being, you would think she danced in that crowd, they're wet? Like, that's not even a, that's like not even trying. That's not even trying to make a pun. No, 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 no. this movie is definitely worth your time. I think you'll like it. And you know what else is worth your time? Your viewer mail. That's right. Every week we go to you, our audience, to ask me questions. I will answer them to the best of my ability. I have a bunch of them here today. Also, while you're listening, just a reminder to watch NTSF SDSUV. That's my show. I'm on it with June. It's every Thursday night at 12:15 on Adult Swim, which is the Cartoon Network, for those of you who don't know. But check it out. It's a really fun show. We have amazing guest stars, and the season's been quite fun. All right, here we go. Sam Carruthers writes, when is Jason going to get a Twitter? I need to know where he is at all times. Sam, I'm not speaking for Jason, but I'm going to say it's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. So you have to go and just follow him on his LinkedIn profile instead. He posts a bunch of stuff up there. So get on Jason Mantzoukas' LinkedIn. Andy Campbell goes, why did my toast get burnt? Andy, good question. Your toast got burnt because you bought one of those stupid fucking toasters at Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah, it looked cool. You thought I was going to put the Darth Vader logo, you know, on the side of your toast. But guess what, man? That burns a significant part of your toast. You can't trust it. Okay? Just do your toast the normal way. Don't try to be cool. Don't try to be like, you know, a $70 toaster. Just get the simple Oster 20 buck toaster, because that's one thing I can tell you about this show. Get cheap toasters. Jason Burton writes, I recently moved across country. Should I get a new cell phone number to fit in, or are area codes irrelevant in the cellular age? Guess what, Jason? You keep your cell phone number. You keep your identity. You keep your individuality. Who's that cool guy? Oh, I don't know. He's got a Colorado area code. That's right. It makes you different, individual. I still have my New York area code where I live. LA gives me street cred. You will get street cred by keeping your original area code. It makes you interesting, exotic. That's all we have left. We don't have anything else. So keep your area code. Patrick Bard writes, when are you guys gonna tap into the treasure chest that is Kevin Costner's directorial career? Patrick, I gotta be honest, I thought about doing this for Waterworld and The Postman, and I was like, I don't wanna watch those movies again. So I think it will happen, but they're long and they're boring. So maybe that will go on the list, the lower list. Oh, you know, this is something Mario Caragiale Sorry, bro. Mispronounced that big time. Says, hey, is the How Did This Get Made crew going to consider discussing horror movies in October? I think that's a great idea. I think we should do that. He implores us to consider Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Because if there was ever a film that deserved the namesake of the podcast, this is it. That's good. Another big one is Sleepaway Camp. So we'll do one or the other. Depends on how easy it is to find this. Luke William Eddy says, Pasta Robot with Rob Schneider in it versus R2-D2. Who would win? R2-D2, man. Rob Schneider had no idea how to work that Pasta Robot. He was inept. He was an inept Pasta Robot operator. R2-D2, always on it, knows what to do, stole that candy bar from Yoda. Forget about it. Matt Noxus Loxley, he writes a lot. Reading another one of his questions, he goes, is it true if you find a piece of Jason's beard, then you make a wish with it, that wish will come true? Yes and no. Yes, you need to find it, but if you cut it, 70 years of bad luck. Lisa Lamb writes, my husband told me we were going to go see The Master when, in reality, he purchased tickets to Resident Evil. Why does he hate me? That's the question. Guess what? He doesn't hate you. What if Resident Evil is The Master? Think about that. He was giving you the real-life version of the Master. The Master is about bringing people into a society that they don't want to be brought into, not knowing what they're getting into, getting them to like it. He did it to you. He mastered you. He gave you the real-life Master, so when you actually go see the Master with him, you'll get it even more. Lisa, your husband's a saint. He loves you. Keep it going with your husband. Matt Sims writes, this is kind of serious, but chicken and waffles or pancakes and bacon? Ooh, depends. Chicken and waffles at Roscoe's? 100% over pancakes and bacon. But pancakes and bacon is harder to screw up than chicken and waffles. Because, you know, you got to get the chicken right and the waffle right. Cause sometimes people make the waffle, it's not like it's too flat, it's too hard. You got to get the perfect waffle, you got to get the perfect chicken. Pancakes and bacon, it's easier. Can't mess up a pancake. I mean, you can, but it's harder. Jeremiah Pashk Wood writes, what is this rash? Don't worry. Jeremy, or Jeremiah, that's your real name. I said Jeremy. Jeremiah, the rash is nothing to be worried about. It is, it's bed bugs. So, I mean, get the sheets off your bed, get your clothes out. I don't think they're in your apartment. It's not a rash, it's bed bug infestation. Kyle Brown writes, what film have you covered that deserves a remake the most? Well, Judge Dredd's getting one right now, but it looks like Judge Dredd can come right back in here. Maybe we should do that. If it's bad, we should do that. Note to self. Note to self that's out to everyone. Man, that's a good question. I think Wild Wild West needs a remake. That's the best concept that we have done, executed so horribly. James Bond, the Old West. Come on, let's do that. Emily Randin goes, not a question, but a request. Do a live show in Honolulu. Emily, can you make that happen? For me, I would love that. Let's go to Honolulu. Emily, you're taking us there. She goes, you could do movies that were based on the bad films filmed on the island. I understand that. You don't have to convince me to go to Honolulu. I don't know how to do that, though. And Peter, this is our final question. Peter Palis Castro writes, what's worse, having a shark want revenge on you or having Mr. Freeze puns for an hour and a half? Shark, man. Those puns are a godsend. If you were checking out Schwarzenegger's Twitter last week, you can see that he tweeted at me because I gave him some puns because I was trying to convince him to record a voicemail message for Aziz Ansari. I think it's going to work, but check out Schwarzenegger on Twitter. It's amazing. He pun tweeted at me, thanks for the icebreaker, after I said you should meet Aziz Ansari and chill, and something. I had like three puns in there. I don't remember them, but there you go. Check that out. Also, Schwarzenegger coming out with an audiobook. Are you the first in line to get it? I will be. Now, we got a letter that I thought was interesting to read containing Jaws 4. Our friend Dave Wynn wrote it. He goes, you know, I work in post at Universal, and there are a lot of memos going about old films that we have to work on. He found one about Jaws 4, which was really interesting. Basically, the ending that was shot, there's two endings to the movie. One where Jake dies, and one where Jake lives. So, Sid saw the original movie where Jake dies. He goes, I didn't like that. Change it. So they change it to the one where Jake lives. Sid saw it again and goes, this makes no sense, and walked out. He didn't say anything more about it, and that was taken as approval. So that is how Jaws 4, the ending, got made. They just went with a non-answer, and that's what happened there. That is amazing. Thank you, Dave Wynn. If you guys have any good trivia like that, please share it with us. As always, rate and review us on iTunes, and visit us on our Facebook page. And if you haven't done it already, buy a t-shirt. Not even for me, just because I think they're cool. So definitely check that out. We will see you next week for Pam Anderson Lee in Barbed Wire. Today's episode is sponsored by the IFC film Sleepwalk With Me, starring Mike Birbiglia, co-written by Ira Glass of This American Life. Man, how great. Those are two, that's like chocolate and vanilla ice cream coming together. It's like, I like them both independently, and they're together, I'm eating a sundae. I love that stuff. This is based on Mike's one-man show and book, Sleepwalk With Me. It won the Best Next Audience Award in Sundance Film Festival. What does that mean? It means it's good. That's like the good award to get at Sundance, not those like best of fest. This is a good one. This means that the audience liked it, which means that you'll like it. Comedy fans, you can see it in New York, L.A., Austin, and more cities. You got to check out the website, sleepwalkmovie.com, see when it's opening up in your town, and you can find out how to request it. That's right. You have the power to request this movie. The film was produced by This American Life, and it's partly about learning how to be a stand-up. So if you ever have questions how to be a stand-up, and watch this movie. And are you? What about guest stars? You're like, I want to see a movie that has people in it I know. Well, guess what? It does. You got Kristen Schaal, Wyatt Cenac, Jesse Klein, David Wayne, Mark Maron, Henry Phillips. What else do you need? This movie is beckoning you, saying, hey, dum-dum, let's go see this movie.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.